Coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KLASFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
Choose? What do you mean, choose?
I'm looking for something in a corner window office, maybe facing the park.
Yet another person spoiled forever by AutoTrader.com, the biggest, best used car site on the planet. After he found just the used car he was looking for from the huge selection at AutoTrader.com, he expects to get choices like that all the time.
Hey, this one's nice.
I'll say it is. That's my office.
Perfect.
AutoTrader.com. Your car is waiting.
So I'm sitting and clicking. Gorgeous, hot, and sexy models like you've never seen.
Yeah?
I'm telling you, what a website. I started ordering right online, and then my engine was running, my rocket was running.
Hey, hope the wife don't find out.
Are you kidding? She told me about it. Anyway, finally, I can get my hands on what I've wanted my whole life.
You mean?
Yeah, supermodels.
You're kidding.
No, model trains, model planes, model rockets, and hobbies.com. Rocks.
A new world for hobbyists, and free shipping with a $25 minimum purchase. That's ehobbies.com.
Well, welcome back to On Your Worth, a place to be inspired, seek knowledge, and find connection within yourself and the outer world. I'm your host, Jennifer Partridge. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the airwaves today. It's another beautiful Thursday. It's kind of been a little bit cloudy outside, but I have been making the most of it because we seem to have so much sunshine in LA, so I've actually been taking time out to go and sit by the river or the water, and it's just really beautiful, the lighting out there when everything's kind of a little bit gray, kind of has some nice shades. So any type of weather, you can always make the most of it. Now, if you're just joining us on the air for the first time, thanks for joining us, and it's just really amazing. The community with Our New Earth is growing so beautifully, and you can check us out on the web at www.ournewearth.tv, and we have a whole social networking platform online along with videos and radio episodes and lots of fun things that you guys can check out. So if you want to join that, we can also keep you updated on a weekly basis about all the amazing happenings that are happening around town. So once again, that website is www.ournewearth.tv. And speaking of fun happenings, we are getting ready for an incredible premiere TV release party this weekend, this Saturday. So if you are in town, August 15th, Saturday, this Saturday, come down and share it with us. We have been producing a TV episode called Raw, and it is all about the miracle healing properties of raw food and how to really transform your health into a new level of consciousness and vitality. And I have to say, I was actually on Laura Fox's radio show last night, and we had a little bit of a discussion about how much raw food has been transforming my life since I've been working with the raw TV episode. And I just have to say, so much more energy. So if you are thinking about lightening up your diet or just getting a little bit more energy into your life, come down. We've got a whole bunch of speakers that are going to be at the event. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes all the way through to 10 p.m. And we've got yoga in the morning with Pilar Stella, and she's going to be following that up by a gong meditation. Between 12:30 to 1, we have Biology of the Human Body with Compton Rombada. And then we have lunch and a food demo by Chef B Live. We've got very special Richard Gordon, who we're going to be welcoming into the studio today. He's going to be talking about quantum touch and the consciousness of live food energy. And then at 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, we've got special guests Dr. Sean Miller and David Carmos, who we actually welcomed onto the radio show last week. And they're going to be speaking about the reversing of the aging process. They just authored a book called You're Never Too Old to Become Young, and they are just an inspirational two. And then at 3:30 to 3:45, we've got Chad Ashley Vandenberg talking about superfoods. We're going to have an open panel conversation between 3:45 to 4:15 with Compton, Rom, Sean Miller, David Carmos, Richard Gordon, and Chad Vandenberg with me as the moderator. And then as we move closer into the evening, we're going to have our first premiere of the TV episode Raw for everybody to see. You must get your tickets soon, though, because tickets are running out and there is limited space in the theater. Luckily, we're going to have two screenings throughout the day. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a Mayan presentation in the theater, which will be run by Javier Fernandez, and he'll be discussing his recent trip to Tikal and the ceremonies that they did over there. 5 o'clock, we've got Lisa Nilsson doing Stepping Into a New Consciousness. We have a live raw food demo by Julian Life at 5:15. We've got the second premiere at 6 o'clock. And then from 7 o'clock to 10 p.m., we have got music and entertainment, celebration. We've got Making Love to Life that will be coming in to do a bit of music. Carrie Ann will be performing some solos. And we invite you to bring your instruments as well, because we really want to co-create the fun and the magic in the evening. So as you can see, there is so much happening, and tickets are only $15, and that includes your food, that includes your parking, that includes the whole event, the screening. We really wanted to keep the price down so everyone could come and really get educated, and we could really launch this to a larger audience. So definitely come down. If you guys want to purchase tickets, you can purchase tickets online. They are $15 prior to the event or $20 at the event, and you can log online at www.ournewearth.tv, and you can go to the little events button, and that will take you to the page where you can purchase your tickets. Okay, so once again, www.ournewearth.tv. Okay, I think it's time to move into the show. I'm so excited about being here with everyone today, and my very special guest. His name is Richard Gordon, and he's such a special gem. I met him a few times before we initially had his interview down at Raw Spirit Festival, and I'm going to give you guys just a little bit of an intro, a brief little biog about Richard, because he is just a phenomenal being and has done so much in his life already, and I can just see it blowing up into even more in the future. So Richard Gordon is the best-selling author of Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal, and Your Healing Hands, The Polarity Experience, each in over 10 languages. He's the founder of Quantum Touch. Richard has traveled internationally, speaking at medical centers, conferences, and chiropractic colleges. He was on faculty at the Heartwood Institute and the Holistic Health Institute. Quantum Touch currently has certified practitioners in over 50 countries and over 500 certified instructors around the world. So let's welcome him onto the air. Thank you for being with us, Richard.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here, because the times that we have met, I know that we've definitely shared some great experiences of you giving demonstrations on how the Quantum Touch works. And I've actually noticed you moving into a whole new level with your healing ability, being able to actually move the positioning of bones through the power of thought and to really know the mechanics of energy and how that really works in the body. Do you want to give the audience just a download on what you've been up to and how simplified it works?
Well, Quantum Touch is really a basic form of energy healing that allows an ordinary person within hours to start doing extraordinary things that most people have never even seen before. It uses breathing and body awareness to raise the vibration of the practitioner of life force energy. Now, that life force energy is also in the food, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But when you raise your vibration high enough, you create a field. Anything inside that field starts to match the vibration of the higher frequency. So you surround the tissue that's affected using the where does it hurt technique.
Okay, where does it hurt? I like that.
You sandwich the area, and you raise your vibration with this breathing and body awareness. Their body starts to match the frequency that you're holding. You keep raising your vibration, they keep matching you. And then the body intelligence does the healing that it decides to do. Now, it works when you're touching, it also works at a distance. And recently I found that I'm able to quite dramatically alter people's posture just by thinking about it.
Wow.
Which really kind of shakes up the old world paradigm that the entire scientific method was based on, an idea that the belief of the experimenter was not going to directly influence the outcome.
Right.
But perhaps that might be under a little bit of question at this time.
And what types of experience have you had in terms of people calling you from across the world to get adjustments?
Well,
or
it's not just adjustments. We're working on glands, organs, systems, diseases, whatever, because the body heals itself.
Mm.
Our favorite definition of a great healer is someone who was very sick and got well quickly.
Mm.
We understand the healer was the one who was sick and got well. All you can do is hold the frequency for them, so they can entrain to it. There's all this illusion. The illusion of hands-on healing is that the practitioner is doing it to the other person. But in truth, you're holding a frequency. They understand that frequency. They match the frequency. They do their own self-healing
yeah.
in that frequency. So I'm not so much involved in a private practice, but I just came back from Holland a few weeks ago and taught over there, and have another new class that I'm going to teach for the first time here in LA soon.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And how long does a class go for?
Well, generally a weekend.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
And people can come out of it with the ability to do that type of work on other people?
Absolutely. Mm. In fact, when I was on the road for years and years teaching, I would say that if you take this class, that was the basic quantum touch class, before lunch break on the first day, everybody's going to be able to see bones moving back to alignment with a light touch or their money back.
Wow, I like that a lot.
Because
it's a nice money-back guarantee.
Yeah, we don't have to wait to start accessing who and what we really are. We just need to learn to tap into it, and there it is.
Beautiful. Well, that brings me to my next question. How does this energy work with the diet?
Well, everything you eat has frequency and vibration.
Mm.
So if you're eating Hostess cupcakes and French fries, that has a very, very low frequency and a very low vibration.
Right.
And so people tend to entrain to it.
Mm.
Same way, when you're doing energy healing, you're raising your vibration very, very high. You could be eating high vibrational foods, very fresh, organic foods, and that feeds a much higher vibration. And so it takes so much energy to digest a
yeah.
low vibration food, it tends to get people tired.
Mm.
And just when they start eating lighter, not that they have to go all raw at once, but it's better, you know, it's kind of gradually ease their way
yes.
into it. A few years ago, I think you'll love this, I was having a Thanksgiving potluck raw party when I lived in Kauai.
Oh, I like
and
that.
Everybody came. We've had pies and salads and casseroles, and everything was just beautiful raw food dinner. And after dinner, I noticed this one guy had these real muscular arms wearing and he had worked with Anna Caroldi, the famous gym coach.
Okay.
And I said to him, how do these people do these handstand push-ups? They look impossible. He said, well, they're not hard. He walks to the center of the room and he gets up on his hands and he starts doing a series of handstand push-ups.
Wow.
Then this woman from Russia was very large. She leaned over backwards, touched her hands on the floor and was walking on her hands and feet in an arch, in a big arc. And then my business partner's doing handsprings across the room, and I'm on my fingertips with my legs stretched out in front of me. And one by one, everybody at the party did some gymnastics.
Wow, okay.
So I thought to myself, wait a second.
Right.
This was Thanksgiving dinner, and after dinner, everybody's doing gymnastics.
Right.
That's not a typical Thanksgiving dinner. Usually people are passed out on the couch.
Right, exactly.
And now we're
Beautiful
all doing
story.
Gymnastics.
Amazing.
So there is energy and consciousness in the food that we eat.
Yes.
But a lot of people think in the raw food community that the secret of the raw food, or one of the great secrets, is the enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
They're always talking about don't kill the enzymes, don't cook it too much, don't raise it above 115, 17
right.
degrees.
Right, yeah.
But actually the enzymes are the shadow of the energy, of the life force energy.
Right.
And the life force energy is an aspect of our being and consciousness.
Yeah.
And we can tap into that.
Beautiful. And how long would you say that you've been on the raw diet for?
I've been moving raw pretty much my whole adult life. In my book that came out in 1978,
yeah.
In the nutrition section, I told people to gradually substitute raw food for other things.
Oh, okay.
So great. I've been at it for a very long time.
Really been implementing it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back, and we're going to actually discuss how we can actually start implementing these new energies into our lifestyle. And for people that are wishing to really take a transformation in their health, maybe Richard can offer some tips on making those easy steps. We'll be back very soon. Well, here we are sitting with Richard Gordon on Our New Earth Radio. Thanks for joining us, guys. If you've just hopped on the air, we've been speaking with Richard Gordon, who is one of our special guests at the TV premiere on the weekend for the Our New Earth Raw TV premiere release party. So we're really excited about having him come down. We've been talking about energy and the life force energy that lives in raw food. And Richard, can you tell us, on the weekend you're going to actually be speaking around midday, and can you tell the audience what you're going to talk about?
I hadn't thought about it yet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It'll be a surprise.
Well, to let you guys know, when we spoke with Richard on camera, you had some amazing discussional points, which was really that, you know, it's more about the life force energy and really bringing that into your diet. And then just before the break, I had mentioned that maybe there are a few steps that you could offer to people in terms of adding to their diet or adding to their lifestyle to bring more of that life force energy out. Do you have any ideas on that?
Well, most people who are interested in a raw diet are already doing a lot of good things, and they're substituting, which is always a good idea to start substituting something that you really believe is good for you for something you don't quite believe is good for you, and making that transition gentle. But as you go along in the raw food community, you discover that many people have tremendous energy. They're doing yoga, meditation, tai chi, they're doing exercise of very many kinds. All these things raise their vibration. But then you also find some people in the raw food community need to have a greater level of emotional well-being and healing with themselves, because we didn't come into this life only to learn to eat raw food or not to eat cows.
Absolutely.
We came in to learn to be fully ourselves, to love profoundly and deeply. Mm. Now, here's a little secret. As spiritual beings, our love goes all the way.
Yeah.
All the way. But because everybody gets wounded in a physical incarnation, emotionally wounded, the wounding hurts so deeply because the love goes all the way.
Mm.
So in order to have the best possible experience, we need to be willing to embrace all the emotional experiences. Now, what I found was that illness can be an expression of diet, and it can be an expression of a lot of things, but it's almost always, at the bottom level, an expression of repressed, suppressed, oppressed, repressed emotion we don't
Absolutely.
Feel it's okay to feel. And when people,
right.
and so I've come up with a new system to help people discover the emotional causes quite concisely.
Mm.
I mean, you zero in like a dart to hit exactly what that emotion was about that's expressing that condition.
Right.
And when those emotions are expressed, not only do symptoms disappear, but people can actually feel grateful for having had the condition because it showed them how they'd stopped loving. The body has the ability to be sick, not as a dysfunction, but as a way to communicate to us through our higher consciousness how we can grow
yes.
and become fully ourselves, to move into the joy, to
yeah.
move into the love, and to move into the full sense of freedom. And so
beautifully
it's not,
said. That's so poetic. I love it.
It's not like the body's making a mistake.
Mm.
The body is our friend communicating to us where we have stopped loving.
Yes.
And so I call this work self-created health.
Mm.
And we've got it in the new seminars on my on my website, quantumtouch.com, if anybody's interested. And,
yeah.
and in fact, Be Live
yeah.
is hosting a wonderful dinner next Friday.
Tell us a little bit about that. We've actually got Be Live coming in on the weekend as well.
Yeah,
so
he'll be talking about it too.
Double promotion there.
Yeah. He's going to prepare a magnificent raw food dinner.
Mm.
It's only $20 for the dinner.
Beautiful.
Which is much lower than he usually charges because.
Right.
And then after the dinner and the socializing, I'm going to give a talk about how the emotions impact health and give people some ideas on how we work with that to get to the bottom. Because ultimate. Oh, and so that's going to be. I'm skipping subjects. That's going to be at 13452 Washington Boulevard at the Modern Ohm. And people can start arriving at 6 p.m. at the Modern Ohm at 13452 Washington Boulevard in Venice.
Beautiful. Well, there you go, guys. And is that listed on Be Live's website, BeLiveLight.com?
I imagine so, and it's also going to be on my website.
Perfect. So if you guys want to log on to QuantumTouch.com or BeLiveLight.com, you can find out those details if you just missed them. But that's next weekend, 22nd of August.
On Friday.
On Friday. So look forward to that. And look forward to this weekend, this Saturday. We've got a whole array of speakers and events happening down in at our apartments in Esprit, and we'd love for you guys to come down. I'm going to give you a little wrap on who's going to be there. It starts at 10 a.m., goes through to 10 p.m., and we've got Kundalini yoga, gong meditation, we've got Compton Rom discussing biology of the human body, Be Live discussing the food, raw food movement, and giving a food demonstration. Richard Gordon doing quantum touch. Dr. Sean Miller and David Carmos. Excuse me. You're never too old to become young. And we've also got an intro on superfoods from Chad Vandenberg and an open panel with all of our speakers. Sorry, got a little fly in my throat there. And then we've also got a premiere of the Raw TV episode, which we've actually been producing for the past 2 months. And if you guys were down at any of the Raw festivals, you may actually see yourself on the big screen, because we've got so much great footage. We've got people celebrating, mixed in with the B-roll content, and just some really amazing interviews from people like David Wolf, Jasmine Heen, who is a breatharian living on water and cosmic energy. energy. So pretty interesting people in the TV episode itself as well. So if you guys want to log on to our website and get your tickets, they're $15 in advance or $20 at the door. And you can log online at www.ournewearth.tv to get your tickets there. And we really look forward to seeing you down there in Marina Del Rey. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And Richard Gordon, who we're speaking with right now, is going to be there discussing the power and the life force of energy in food, which brings us back to our conversation that we're having right now. And we're kind of coming close to the end of the show. So Richard, if you could give the audience any type of wisdom that you have learned in all of your years, I know there's a lot, but what would all come into alignment with, and what would you share with everyone right now?
I think that ultimately, that learning to experience the depth of self-love, as expressed through food, as expressed through our relationships, as it's expressed through our connection to our spirituality, as it's expressed through everything, is really what we're moving forward to. That connecting to love and our freedom and our joy is really where we're going. And so follow your bliss, have as much fun as possible, and do what you truly believe is right. Because as we connect deeply with, I'll jokingly call it the non-hypocrite, the part that lives in accordance to our principles, you just keeps taking you home.
Wow, beautifully said. That's amazing. So there's a little taste tester of Richard Gordon, who will be there on Saturday. If you guys want to learn more from him, you guys can go to quantumtouch.com, or you can come down to the event on Saturday and meet him in person and maybe even get a signature, because he's a bit of a celebrity. He's got so many institutions around the world and traveling to all these different countries. So he's just got some amazing wisdom. And speaking of traveling and getting out there in the world, we've actually started to launch a lot of our New Earth content and moving it into the Spanish market. So we've actually got a very special guest in the studio who has come for the event, and his name is Vincent Fernandez. And what a blessed soul. He's actually used to do a lot of poetry on the radio a few years back, and we wanted to just bring forth one of his poems, which is in Spanish. And so I'm going to welcome him over to the microphone at the moment. Welcome to the microphone, Vincent.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, it's so beautiful to have you here. And Vincent is actually the beautiful father of Javier Fernandez, who is involved with Our New Earth as well. And both of them, beautiful beings, are really heading up the Spanish side of Our New Earth and really looking into developing that into the Spanish-speaking countries. So speaking of Spanish, I know that you've got some beautiful poems. I'd love to just to hear one of your poetic verses that we could send out to everyone. And the beautiful thing I feel about poetry is you don't even need to understand the words to get the feeling and the essence of it. So if you'd like to say a few words, maybe one of your favorite poems, what's it called?
Well, primero que todo yo quisiera darle una gran saludo a la comunidad hispana de Los Ángeles. La poesía, en mi opinión, es una de las formas de expresión más hermosas que tiene el hombre. Pero en nuestro idioma, en español, adquiere un matiz delicado, sutil, fino, debido a la elasticidad y plasticidad de la lengua. Tengo para ustedes hoy, en este saludo, un poema de un poeta granadino español, que a mí me gusta muchísimo, que se llama Manuel Benítez Carrasco. Me gusta este poema porque es algo muy especial en relación con la filosofía humana, y dice, se intitula El niño que todo lo quería ser, y dice así: El niño quiso ser pez, metió sus pies en el río, estaba tan frío el río que ya no quiso ser pez. El niño quiso ser pájaro, se subió al balcón del aire, estaba tan alto el aire que ya no quiso ser pájaro. El niño quiso ser perro, se puso a ladrarle a un gato, lo trató tan mal el gato, que ya no quiso ser perro. El niño quiso ser hombre. Se puso a ponerse años. Le estaban tan mal los años que ya no quiso ser hombre. Y ya no quiso crecer el niño, ya no quería crecer, pero tuvo que crecer. Y en una tarde, al volver a su placeta de niño, el hombre quiso ser niño, pero ya no pudo ser.
Beautiful. Thank you. It's so wonderful just to hear language expressed in new forms. And we're really excited about bringing in new languages to Our New Earth, because that's what really our message is about, bringing in all the different countries and all the different cultures and languages and bringing them together in the oneness. And so just so much gratitude to you, Vincent, for being a part of that and bringing your poetry onto the air. And just quickly, before we close, in one sentence, could you tell us what was that about?
Okay. Well, this is a poem that say that there is a kid, a little kid, that wants to be many things. And he starts trying to be a fish. And he put his fish in a river. But it was too cold, so he didn't want to be a fish. Then he wants to be a bird. And he get to the balcony of the air and discovered that the air was too high, that he doesn't want to be a bird. Then he wants to be a dog. And he starts to bark to a cat. The cat attacks him, and he doesn't want to be a dog. Then he decides to be a man. And he starts to put years to himself, but the years didn't match with him. Therefore, he decides that he doesn't want to be a man. Then, he doesn't want to grow, because he was so good as a kid that he doesn't want to grow up. Mm-hmm. But he has to grow up. And one day, after the years, when the man come back to the place of his infants, he wants to be a kid, but it couldn't be.
Wow, beautiful. And that was your own story that you brought through?
Yes, was the meaning of the
poem. Wow, the meaning is everyone wants to be a kid, and the kid is inside, so you don't need to go searching for it because it's always there. That's the way I received the poem anyway. Maybe you didn't mean that, but that's what I love about interpretation. It's like, what do you interpret that poem to be? So living from the child inside, perhaps. And just want to thank you for that. And Richard Gordon, thank you for coming into the studio as well. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
He's in the background over there. And if you guys want to log on to our website, ournewearth.tv, you guys can find out all the details for the weekend. We are going to have so much fun. There's music, there's live fresh food, there's going to be two premieres of the episode, plus a whole bunch of speakers. Plus we have three spa rooms. So if you want to get some treatments and some massages and things like that, we're going to have healers on the premises as well. So it's just going to be jammed. Packed, and I know that we're all going to have so much fun. Tickets are only $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Log on to www.ournewearth.tv. Go to the events section, get your tickets, and we will see you there on the weekend. So much love to you all. Once again, gratitude to all the guests on the show today, and we'll see you guys the same time next week on the air, and hopefully on the weekend as well. Many blessings and love. Thank you.